are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi there, I'm Miranda.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Brendan.
Hi, I'm Mara.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, and here's Karen.
Well, hello, everyone, and we would like to welcome a new friend with us today who's visiting. Mara, it's so great to have you, and I'm sure we have new friends listening out there in our audience, and it's nice to have you with us, too. Well, we're going to be talking today about King Solomon. And when Solomon, son of David, became king, God appeared to him and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Do you know what Solomon wanted more than anything else?
Wisdom.
That's right. God said to him, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you've not asked for wealth, riches, or honor, nor for death of your enemies, and since you've not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given to you. And I will also give you wealth, riches, and honor, such as no king who was ever before you ever had, and none after you will have."
And God did bless Solomon with wisdom, riches, and honor.
Today we're going to read from the book of Proverbs and learn from the wise King Solomon.
But before we open God's holy word, here's one of our songs.
It's a song about Noah. He was very wise too.
Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, he said, "Now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved."
Proverbs chapter 1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel,
for attaining wisdom and discipline,
for understanding words of insight,
for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life,
doing what is right and just and fair,
for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young.
Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline."
What do you think it means to fear the Lord? What do you think it means, Miranda?
To respect him?
I think that's right. You know, sometimes we think of the word fear and we think that we're afraid of the Lord. God doesn't want us to walk around being afraid of him, right? And so all of these proverbs that we read in the beginning from Solomon, he wants us to understand what's right and what's just and what's fair. And he wants young children to learn and get guidance. Now, who do you get guidance from?
God.
Okay, from God. Who else do you get guidance from? Mara?
Maybe a guidance counselor.
Your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Pastors?
Teachers?
The Bible?
The Bible, right. These are all things that God has put into our life to teach us and to guide us. Let's read some more of these proverbs, and we'll do a little more talking about what they mean to us.
My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity.
So we're supposed to remember them and keep them in our hearts. Why is it important to keep these commands and teachings in our heart, Miranda?
So that when time comes, it gives you a chance to sin, you don't because you remember that you're not supposed to.
Guard your hearts, uh-huh.
We'll remember them forever.
Okay.
Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
Well, there we go again. We're talking about our heart and our neck and love and faithfulness. God is faithful to us and he loves us, and we need to do the same to him. Right?
Right.
Now, this is one of Miss Karen's favorite Proverbs, and I think it's one that a lot of people use as their life verse because there's so much that we can talk about this next proverb. Let's start reading it, Sam.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Wow. So let's kind of just talk about this line by line. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What do you think that means, to trust in the Lord with all your heart? Carolyn?
One thing, like, I think about, like, when you play, like, that game where you, like, fall back and somebody catches you,
mm-hmm.
you need to trust in him and not think about your own things, just, like, follow what he
says. That's a good analogy, to think of Jesus as being the one who's going to catch you when you fall. That's right. Miranda?
That means to totally believe that he will save you.
Right. And when you went off doing missionary work, you really had to trust the Lord for his provisions, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. How about lean not on your own understanding? Mm-hmm. Kendall?
Don't believe that you can make it on your own.
That's what the world tells us, right? Figure things out and you can do it. And can we do it on our own?
No.
We all need help. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, sometimes we want to understand everything. And we can't understand everything sometimes. We don't know why. Some people get sick and we don't know why certain things happen. But we know that we trust in him. And we acknowledge that he's in control, not us, right?
Yes.
How about this next line? In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's important too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because just like Kendall said, we can't do it. It's not us who's working and guiding us and teaching us. It's who?
God.
That's right.
And acknowledge him, like, in all your ways, like, whatever you do, just, like, kind of keep him in the center.
That's right. And the next line, he will make your path straight.
He will make sure you're walking in the right paths.
That's right. He will make your path straight. Trusting in God, that is the beginning. And we need to remember that we can trust him. Because, Miranda, what?
He can do anything.
He will guide us.
And teach us.
God will.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Well, we have some more Proverbs to read. Carolyn, will you read the next one?
Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent, that means hardworking hands, bring wealth.
Why do you think God wants us to work hard and do our best, Carolyn?
Because we're supposed to be like Jesus, and that's what he did.
That's right.
When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
So what is the difference between pride and humility, Miranda?
Pride is like boasting and stuff, and God doesn't like us to think that we're good, and because he's the greatest, and humility is not bragging at all, and so being humble is really good.
And Kendall?
He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm.
That's right.
A wise man's heart guides his mouth.
That's a beautiful proverb. And then the final proverb that we're going to talk about today, Caroline, would you read that?
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
Why is it so important to train a child, to train children? Mm-hmm. Caroline?
Like when you train them when they're young, then they learn, and when they're older, they might be like, well, I remember my mom teaching me this, and they'll try to follow it.
Okay. Miranda?
If they do stuff bad when they're children, then they'll get in the habit of doing that, so when they're old, they'll keep doing it?
Absolutely right. It's so important to teach children God's wisdom. And God has put people in your life to teach you his ways. And we can read stories all through the Bible, too, that will help teach us.
Jesus told the story of the wise and the foolish builders.
The foolish man built his house on the sand, and when the rain and wind came, it was washed away.
The wise man built his house on the rock, and when the storm came, it was not harmed. We want to be like the wise man and build our lives on Jesus, the rock.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. His house upon the rock. Upon the sand, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. His house upon the sand. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. But the man was foolish, so his house came crashing down.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we want to be wise. We want to know your ways.
Help us to have open ears and open eyes to hear and see your truth.
Help us to be humble, hardworking, and obedient to our parents and to you, Lord.
We love you and want to fill our hearts and minds with your wisdom.
In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you got a little wiser today.
We can all learn from each other.
Thanks to our friends who have contacted us.
We really appreciate your prayers and support for our ministry.
If you would like to contact us, here's how you can.
Call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online at karenandkids.com.
Or write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
When you pray this week, ask God for wisdom like Solomon did. And remember,
trust in the Lord.
Listen to and obey your parents.
Study God's Word.
Get wisdom. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.